Jy luister nou na Vermaak met Liesel, net hier op Poort FM, jou kassie, jou stasie.
As jy so pas ingeskakel het, jy luister na Vermaak met Liesel net hier by Poort FM, jou kassie, jou stasie. Ek kreeg gauw vir dokter Inet Bakmanki Petswana van UNISA op die lijn.
Hello.
Good evening, Dr. Petswana. It's Liesel Smith from Poort FM. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I can't complain. Doctor, we're going to start quickly with our interview. That's the reason why you are here. We're talking about career choices. Tell us, what do you do and what does your work entails at UNISA?
Okay, thank you for giving me this opportunity to talk about what we do at UNISA. I'm a student counselor at University of South Africa. What we assist our students with is personal counseling that involves issues, emotional issues in relation to grief. It might be relationship problems, it might be trauma, any form of abuse, any emotional issues that impacts negatively in the lives of students for them to be able to succeed in school. And also we offer career counseling, and career counseling, it helps them to make relevant career choices towards their studies, and also academic counseling, whereby they are offered workshops that helps them to be able to deal with the environment of ODEL being open distance e-learning. Mm. So that is exactly what we are doing at University of South Africa as counselors.
Okay.
Yes.
Minister of Higher Education, Mr. Blythe Nsamandi, had made an announcement about the NAFSA's funding that will end from the 30th of November 2020 for 2021. My question now is, who qualify and who does not qualify for this funding? Especially, the most of the officials are very unhelpful with most information.
Okay. Thank you for the question. The people who qualify for NSFAS are all South African citizens, or based on this following category. The combined salary for the household should be 35,000 per annum. Alternatively, if you are a person living with disability, the combined annual household income should not exceed 600,000 per year.
600,000.
And again, a person should be earning a SASSA grant. And those are the people who qualify for this mess fund. And for the people who qualify, they should have passed grade 12 to be able to study at a university, and some to study at TVET colleges, former colleges like Tshwane North College, Tshwane South College.
Mm.
They should have at least passed grade 9.
Mm.
So if you are registering at any college or universities of South Africa, you are able to qualify for NSFAS. And there is a website where people who are disadvantaged, who fall under that category, can access the forms from NSFAS. It's www.nsfas.org.za. Let me repeat it, www.nsfas.org.za.
Mm-hmm.
So that information can easily be accessible on those platforms. And another question, if I heard you correctly, is that what is needed?
Yeah,
yes, what is needed for people to apply for the bursaries? They need to have a cell phone, valid cell phone number, email address, copy of their IDs and birth certificate, copy of their parents or guardian, or proof of income if it is applicable, or IRP5 if it is applicable. And if they are SASSA people, they should also have the proof that they get such grant. So those are the documents that they actually need to be able to apply for such
funding.
And they have to download the forms online, and they can go to any university to submit them. They are, like in UNISA, there is a desk whereby they can just query and submit their forms if they cannot do it personally, I mean electronically, especially those people who are disadvantaged coming from remote areas. They can submit at the NSFAS desk. They will be assisted. But feedback, they cannot get it from UNISA desk. Mm. They will get SMSs from NSFAS, whereby they will be informed of the outcome of their application.
Mm. Doctor, what are the challenges that the university is facing? I know the system gives us a lot of problems, but what are UNISA's biggest challenges?
The challenges that we face, as you know, especially now during COVID-19, we went online with our examinations, and the system, of course, is one of the most challenge that we experience. However, even though it is one of the challenges, our ICT department are aware of those challenges, and they are rigorously dealing with those challenges.
Mm.
And even during the major examinations, when there were some challenges, there were some system crashes, they were able to assist students who call them and send their screenshot to indicate what are the challenges that they are facing, and they will be given an extra time to be able to complete their exams. And to address that issue again, there will be a workshop that will be run on how to deal with online examination. It has been shared with students on the online platforms, their My Life account, as well as their SMSs. Mm-hmm. And one of the challenges that we are facing is that students, they change telephones every time. And when the university try to contact them, it becomes a challenge because they cannot get information that the university is updating them on because of challenges on the telephones that they have been registered with initially. So that is one of the challenges that one can think of and highlight.
In short, what is your message for every parent, every learner, or those learners that still think of registering at UNISA?
What I can suggest is that they need to apply on time. Application is now open for all the people who want to register next year, being it the grade 12s who are still at school. They need to apply now. Registration is open, and it will close in December for the undergraduate. So I will also encourage them not to only apply at one specific institution. They should put in application at different institutions so that when they are not successful in one specific institution, they have got other options to go in and be accepted from. Yeah. So that's what I can advise the learners as well as the parents, that they should not invest their own eggs in one basket.
Thank you very much, Dr. Bangi. It was an honor to have you here on Poort FM. But I'm looking forward to sending you that email regarding the career exhibition for next year.
Okay, perfect. You just drop me an email and my staff will be able to be in attendance.
Thank you very much, Doctor, and enjoy your evening.
Thank you so much. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye. Dit was Dr. Bankie Petswana. Ek gaan net vir 'n kort breekie en dan gaan ek vir meneer Nicholas Masango en meneer Colin Leshaw. Colin Leshaw is van SIDA en meneer Masango is van TUT. So bly jy net ingeskakel waar jy is.